Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning to you too, Maxer.
Yeah. What up, baby?
Everyone's stretching all of a sudden.
Yeah, I'm stretching, man.
So, Key, I need your advice something really quickly. So I haven't been able to sleep the last two nights because my daughter's music, the playlist has been changing in the middle of the night. It runs out because my daughter listens to music and then my son listens to music. It's like the sleep music. You kids never, Max is looking at me
sleep
like I'm
music?
Crazy.
No.
Key, do your kids have, do they go to sleep with music on, like for your
no.
baby?
Oh, the smoke, but it's not music. It's like a sound machine.
The sound
it's
machine. Like,
it's, yeah, oh, it makes yeah, yeah. That noise.
It's not music, Jay.
Yeah, that's not music.
Well, my wife has like a baby playlist.
No, she probably
oh.
got the wheels of the
like
bus
the
go round and round
like,
and all
yeah,
that sort
yeah,
of stuff.
All yeah, all that stuff. And then,
No, she doesn't. Hers is a sound machine.
I can't go to sleep with a lot of different sounds on. And my daughter screams literally in the middle of the morning, 2:30.
You mean when it switches?
It's because sometimes it switches to creepy music. I just be jumping to different soundtracks. And
let's
we don't
give
know
the
to,
kid a nightmare.
We don't know how to control the soundtrack, so I have to get up, turn the soundtrack on.
Oh, my God.
Your daughter's in your room, then.
So my daughter's in the room next to us, but my son's across the hall. So I can hear both. It's like a
wow.
competing
Did you hear
cacophony.
That, Max?
What?
What's that?
Across the hall.
It's a hallway. What are you talking about?
It's just the way you said it.
Why don't you get the butler to go or the whatever?
I don't live
one
my
of the
life
servants
like
that.
That you
have.
I don't live
no,
my
it's
life
okay,
like
man.
That.
You
not
heard
how I live
it.
My life, no.
Across the hall,
someone on the
sounds.
Staff, Jay. Sure
I don't have
continue.
A staff. You're telling people the wrong thing, Max.
The
once
room,
again,
the room,
you and
the
Keith
room.
Framing conversations that aren't true.
Well, stop I can tell it. You somebody who certainly could have a butler. He could be across the hall. Mm-hmm. He could do all the different things he wants mm-hmm. to do with the amount of money that they're getting ready to pay him, Max.
Yeah, Aaron Donald. I mean,
I nailed it.
2 years. Look, like they say, well, this is what I saw from the contract was two more years guaranteed $65 million, right? Like, that's what we're really talking about. So he's getting an extra, you know, when the guaranteed money runs up, Key, if he's still playing like this, there'll be some more guaranteed
money. Wait, you
money.
Said he's getting $65 guaranteed?
Over the next 2 years.
Yes.
Over the next two, so he was scheduled to make 15. Do the math. What is that, 15?
Yeah. Bumped it up 15 million.
So he got an extra. Yeah.
So another net, 17
he'll,
million.
He'll net 15 million.
An extra 17.5.
No.
Year.
Yeah. So he got an extra 45 million, am I math right?
Yeah, a little more. A little extra 50, really. Yeah.
Yeah, extra 50. Extra $50 million is what he essentially got.
Yeah, by the way, that's the way
bad,
to actually
that's
to look
not a
at
bad,
it.
Yeah, no, that's how you should look at it. Because yeah. he was going, if in fact he was to play this year, they did nothing, he would get the 15. So what they did is they said, we got another 50 for you. I talked to Stan. Stan said, sure, we can do it. Not a problem. And that's what they decided to do. Aaron Donald, in fact, was never going to retire, though.
Well, but some people took the cheese. I like cheese. And Aaron Donald said this on Brandon Marshall's I Am Athlete podcast. And that's when... seemed to me and others that he was saying, hey, I'm under contract, but you can pay me or I don't have to play. This is what he said.
For me, it's about winning. I don't want to play football if I can't win anyway. So I feel like if it were lying and I got like a real opportunity to win another Super Bowl, then it makes sense to play. But again, it's still a business. We got to handle the business side of things. And if that wasn't to get handled, then it is what it is type situation. I'll be fine regardless.
You know, it's so funny. It just occurred to me. He did say, like, business has to get handled. But he started out by saying, to me, it's about winning. But the part I heard was the business. That's the part I heard.
Yeah, of course it's about business, man. Look, he did that interview a week or so ago, right? Do you think, either you or Jay, both have been in multiple negotiations throughout your careers in various industries, and you knew on Monday that there was a certain number that smelt and felt good. But by Friday, you was trying to get to a different number. But in between that, you realized, you know, man, that's not a bad offer. Don't you think Aaron Donald, when he sat down and did that interview, that number was probably close, very close, if not where it was? And he sat there and said to himself, well, you know, if they don't do this, I'm happy. I'm saying, Yes, you are satisfied, happy.
How off do you think it was?
Because they get ready to give you $65 million.
Key, how off did, for him to say that out loud, though, so that means they were kind of, both sides were kind of getting close. How many millions off was the offer for him to say that out loud?
It wasn't off at all.
Not at all?
It was right there.
So why say it?
It was right there. Because I'm having a conversation. I'm trying to get the last little juice out the lemon. Just the last little juice. Just the corner. I just want the corner. I don't want much. Just if he give me a little, he got it. You know what that is, agent. He talking to agent. Said, man, Stan Kroenke got that. Man, they'll give it to you. Agent go back to him. Say, can you do 67? We don't have any more. We're trying to build a team. Go back to Aaron. Aaron, they only got 65, man. Work with them. All right, man, let me talk to my wife.
That's you. Know, exactly
you come on, man. That, yeah. Y'all done been in these negotiations, Jay. You know how they go.
I mean, look, I never questioned once that Aaron Donald like would retire. Like, I never thought that was a real thing. I thought Aaron Donald would always get paid his money. I always thought it was, hey, let's apply a tad bit pressure by me. And people just ran away, Key, with this whole notion of, you know, yeah, it is what it is. Like, oh, he's going to retire. He's going to quit playing football. He's won a championship. Everything else is spoken for his career. I'm like, just wait.
Well,
just wait.
A lot of that in our industry comes from individuals who may get some information from people that they trust and believe in, whether it's the organization, the
Key,
agent.
You play this game where you play something somewhere because you know a person got a little loose lips. Like, oh, yeah. They're,
oh, yeah, for sure.
I might do that.
Yeah,
but
that's me anyway. I'm going to go left and always – I'm going to go left and send you right just because. That's just what you do, I mean, especially when you don't want people in your personal space. Mm. And I think when you look at the Aaron Donald situation, here's a guy who's never been really injured. He trains his ass off. He enjoys playing football and being the best at his position by many. And on top of that, nobody – I'll repeat it again for the – 30,000th time, Max, nobody who plays professional sports who could still play turns down the type of money that high-level athletes turn down just because I don't want to play anymore, I'm going to retire. When you retire, it's because you can't play anymore, or you retire because they're not going to pay you the type of money that you think you deserve to get.
Think of all the reasons.
He's not walking from $65 million damn dollars. Are you just crazy?
You just listed someone. Think of all the reasons Aaron Donald had to keep playing. Number one, he's playing at the highest level ever for his position, right? He's universally acknowledged as the best defensive player in the world, the best player at his position in any position in the world, right? Number two, he's been in the league 8 years. I'd say at least six of them he's been in that spot, and he's still going strong. He could be like, he could do that. If he could do that for 10 years, no one's ever done that before.
31 years old.
Like even Reggie White, who was, you know, not every year he was the best defensive, but he was among them. But even Reggie White or Bruce Smith or someone like that didn't do that. Number three, he just won the Super Bowl. Just won. And by the way, he won the Super Bowl. He won the NFC Championship game, last play of the game. He won the Super Bowl stopping the run and then stopping the pass last two plays of the game. Number four, what Key just said about the money. He's going to get an extra. They just came up with an extra $50 million over the next 2 years. What? Why on earth would he? He's only 31. Why would he ever walk away?
You're not walking away from that. It's just like me, Max, and your business that you in. Think about all the dudes that forget names still calling games. They ain't walking away. They're paying them dudes all that money. They still talking about Muhammad Ali in the third round. Muhammad Ali been stopped boxing. But they paying him so much money, how could they walk away?
To this day, I don't think I've ever called Russell Westbrook or Russell Wilson by the right name. I switched them at least 50% of the time to this day.
Yeah, it's a different. Well, it's just different.
So, Key, if that's the case, if Aaron Donald got his, if you're Cooper Kupp, you need to get yours now, right? You have one more year left on your deal.
They're working
but that's
on
next,
that.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that's next up. So, If you saw Robert Woods go down and he got traded, if you saw OBJ tear an ACL in the Super Bowl, if you're watching the money that Tyreek Hill just got to leave KC to go down to Miami, if you're watching Davante Adams get the bag to go out there with Oakland, you're saying, hey, look, I'm part of that caliber of wide receiver. Like, I'm the most outstanding player in the NFL. I'm the Super Bowl MVP. Like, I need my bag, too.
What's he going to get? What's Cooper Kupp about to get, Key? Because they got to pay
probably
him, too.
It'd probably be $25 million a year. Okay, so here's what I would say.
Key, would that be good for you? Would you settle for $25 million a year if you were in L.A., or would you need?
Yeah, but I'm a hometown discount guy. I'm a stand-up guy, Jay. I'm a stand-up guy. I take a discount. That's who I am. I've been to the organization. They gave me my opportunity and my chance.
Yeah.
They drafted me. They believed in
me. You're in a good situation.
I'm in a good situation. You know, it's all in the structure of the deal, right? So if he's averaging $25 million a year, but 100 is fully guaranteed on a 4-year deal.
There you go.
You take that all day long. Yeah, that's 100 million 4 years, 25 a year, fully guaranteed. You know, it's all about how you work it. That's all.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance.
Jay said, stop lying.
And now
I just want to make sure. I've seen you.
I'll take a hometown discount as long as they fully guarantee an extra $100 million.
You see how I put that in?
I'll take the fake discount. I want the guaranteed money. Every cent of it better be. Every single red halfpenny better be there. But the fake money that's not guaranteed, I'll take a discount.
I loved always for years how they used to say Tom Brady was taking a hometown discount. I'm like, man, y'all don't know what the hell y'all talking about. Just because
like
his
cheese.
Base salary is $20 million, he ain't taking no damn discount. It's placed in other places that you can't see it.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. And now, a no-frills ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Here it is. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. See? That's it. Just a good old-fashioned, straightforward ad. See if you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com. All right, back to the NBA Finals.
Sometimes it's a fine line between good defense or turnover offense. Stolen by Curry. Curry 1-on-4, 2-on-4. Pulls from the top for three and hits it.
That's amazing. He just keeps working on his game, his strength, his conditioning year after year, and it's a pleasure to watch him play.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, joined now by Stephen A. Smith. Good morning, Stephen A.
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing? Good morning.
So we've been talking a lot about Draymond Green on the show, and let's listen to him from the Draymond Green Show talk about technical fouls not changing the way he plays.
Nobody's paying to watch this stuff to see guys get thrown out of the game and you not see the game you want to watch. Like, and so I understand and agree. Like, yes, if there is something egregious, I'm going to get thrown out. As we know, nobody's sparing me. I never go into it or after my first tech, like, oh, man, I got to tread carefully or walk lightly just to stay in the game. Like, because if I'm going to tread carefully and walk lightly, then I may as well get thrown out anyway, because that's not going to help my team win. So I have to be me.
Your response, Stephen A., to what you just heard from Draymond?
Well, he said a lot over the last couple of days. I don't think all of it was particularly wise, to be quite honest with you. Let me first say that I didn't think that the situation with him and Jaylen Brown warranted ejection. And I completely applaud Steve Jabby for coming on the air with Mark Jackson and Jeff Van Gundy during the game to highlight the fact that a referee does take that situation into consideration when officiating. If you know that another technical will ultimately lead to an ejection in an NBA Finals game, you do take that into consideration. I get tired of people trying to act like, oh, it's just another game, just officiate. No, you take the moment into consideration. There is no question about that. However, when you look at Draymond and what he's been saying, the reality is that he's bringing more attention upon himself and essentially daring them to do something by articulating the position. He's right, theoretically, with what he's saying. The point is, there's certain things you don't say because all it takes is one official to say, bump that. You out of here. And if they eject him during an NBA Finals game, it's not like the decision gets rescinded and all of a sudden he gets allowed back on the court. You'd be suspended. I'm sorry, you'd be ejected for that particular game, and particularly in a series of this magnitude, it could end up costing
he's
you a
game. He's tempting fate,
and
literally.
No. Because that's what happened to him in the past. He got that when LeBron James threw him to the floor, and ultimately he kicked his leg up. I didn't think it warranted, you know, a technical that ultimately would lend itself towards him getting suspended for a game five because he had accumulated so many. But, you know, I've said this to you on many occasions, Max. it was a stimulus package given to LeBron James by the NBA. If Draymond Green doesn't get suspended for that game five, Golden State wins that series in five games because they had won that game four.
Stephen A., we had Cedric Maxwell on our show from the Boston Celtics, two-time world champion, NBA Finals MVP. And he first off said if he were playing back in the day, they would have punched Draymond Green in the face. He would have gotten knocked out, number one. But why do you think it is, and I was talking to Max and Key about this, it was weird for me to not see Boston match that aggressive energy, right? Like Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Grant Williams to a degree, it's kind of like they bowed down. Do you think they'll bow down again in game three?
That won't happen. What I will tell you is that I said after game two, they seemed a little complacent, particularly in the second half. It was almost as if they were saying, we got what we came for. We won game one. We've claimed home court advantage. We'll deal with them later. We ain't going to get caught, you know, we ain't going to get thrown off pocket in this particular situation. We'll be all right moving forward. The level of urgency that they played with in game one was not present in game two once they were down double digits. They stormed back in game one, erased the 15-point deficit, and went up by 15 within the span of 13 minutes or so. That was not the case, obviously, in game two. And I think it's because they won game one. I don't think you see that particularly on their home court in Boston. I don't think you see that at all. But I also think you don't have to, because now that Draymond has talked so much and it's made so many headlines, the officials see this kind of stuff. And I think as a result, it's going to potentially work against them, at least in one game. And maybe they won't eject them. You know what they'll do instead? They'll call Draymond for quick fouls and send him to the bench. I predict that may happen in one of these games, probably tomorrow night, just because he has said all the things he has said.
Stephen A., not my friend Smith anymore, joining us this morning are Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on First Take. But we'll have a different conversation. Well, you know, Jay, you make a little fun about
it.
Tell
me in the audience what happened. Laying on the ground like a corpse. I didn't do that.
Well, he, you know, poked fun at me about playing basketball a little overweight, but it's all good. So, Stephen A., I know you working and you paying attention to a lot of things. We had Cedric Cornbread Maxwell on the show earlier talking a little bit about a conversation that we've been having about what Steph Curry needs to do in the NBA Finals to win the MVP. Take a listen to what he said.
I really don't think so. And the reason I say that is because you look at all his accolades right now. He is going down as the greatest shooter in the history of the NBA. He's the only MVP that has had a unanimous vote. So I don't think that he needs to put that on his mantle. He probably would like to have it on his mantle, but I don't think he needs to put that on his mantle to solidify who he is as a player.
Does he need to win the Finals MVP to move into the top 10 all time once his career is over?
I don't think so, because I think he's universally recognized as the greatest shooter we've ever seen. Let's say, for example, he wins the Finals, all right, and without question, he'd win the Finals MVP if the first two games were any indication, because he's the only one that's consistently showed up offensively for Golden State. But let's say, for the sake of argument, that didn't happen. He won the championship, but it didn't happen. He's still a three-time champion. He'd be a four-time champion if he won this one. And he's universally recognized as the greatest shooter we've ever seen. Those accolades alone puts him in that category, puts him in that discussion. I don't think he needs it, but it certainly would help solidify it. There's no doubt about that.
What I saw in game two was when the team needed it, no KD on the team, Steph answered the bell. Game they could have lost, he came over. He came out, took over, and that's why they won the game, right? He didn't have to play in the fourth quarter because he was, you know, white hot in the third quarter. He has not done that a lot in the finals in his career. So if he doesn't continue to do that, whether they win or lose, and doesn't have the finals MVP, who would you take out of the top 10 who's there now to replace with Steph? And would Steph even be the next one in? Wouldn't KD be the next one in?
Max, I really don't have an answer to that question. That's what I've been struggling with. That's why I don't have him in my top 10 right now. I think that when you look at Russell, you know, you can make an argument against Wilt Chamberlain in terms of his number of championships and the number of times he lost to Bill Russell. But, my God, we know he was the most dominant force, arguably, in the history of the game. So how do you take him out? Tim Duncan's a five-time champion, greatest power forward ever played. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar speaks for itself, top three all-time. LeBron James, Jordan, Bird's a three-time champion, was Mr. Clutch as well. You got a lot of people that wouldn't want to take him out. Take him out of that equation. You also got people that look at today's game and the way the game is called and the path to prosperity that you once had to take compared to the path that you have to take now. And they use that to judge against today's modern day player. And so I look at all of that, and it's really, really a hard question to answer. And I have to admit, I don't have an answer for that right now. That's why I don't have Steph Curry in my top 10. It would be hard. He's the greatest shooter who's ever played the game of basketball, and one of the top two or three point guards in the history of the game because of his shooting ability and the impact that it has on the game of basketball. But to definitively remove somebody from that top 10, I don't have an answer to that question yet, Max. I really don't.
It ain't easy. I don't either. Stephen A. Smith, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Stephen A.
All right, S.A.
All right, y'all. Take care.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
What laugh was that? Was that like the Bob laugh?
You ready to play too high, too low, or just right, guys?
Yes, yeah. I am ready to play.
Evan, do the honors.
Okay, so Odds Checker is a website, it's a betting website. They ranked all 32 starting quarterbacks, which included Drew Lock at number 32. So I will start there. Drew Lock's 32. Josh Allen is one, just to give you guys sort of a barometer. So too high, too low, just right. I guess with Josh Allen, too high or just right, number one quarterback in the NFL, Key?
Too high. He's certainly too high. It's a guy named Patrick Mahomes who's actually done things in the playoffs and gone to Super Bowls and won MVPs. There's also another guy named Aaron Rodgers, another guy named Tom Brady. He's above those guys, which is laughable to me.
I mean, I would love for Josh to be number one because I appreciate watching the Bills play and I appreciate his growth, but it's too high. I agree with Key. Mahomes, Rodgers, over Allen.
Too high, and even if they're saying, hey, we're not talking about what they've already done, we're predicting what they're about to do, I would like to see, to my eye, Justin Herbert last year hit a higher peak than I've ever seen Josh Allen hit over the course of a season, right? So to me, I would have Justin Herbert ahead of Josh Allen, and I wouldn't have Josh Allen one. I'd have him, like he said, at highest four, but me personally, I'd probably have him six or seven.
Six or seven?
Yeah. I have Burrow over him. I have Herbert over him.
Well, let's not get too far.
Mahomes,
Justin Herbert.
Brady, you know, a bunch of guys.
Number five. Too high, too low, just right. Justin Herbert, fifth.
I think Justin Herbert's just right because five, six, seven is all kind of the same thing to me when you start talking about the quarterbacks. But I think he is certainly heading in the right direction, much like Josh Allen, though. It's time to show me something. What have you done? It's cool that you're tall. It's cool that you got hair at the back of the helmet. It's cool you got a strong arm.
What hair?
But let me see you take the next step.
CK, I'm okay with him at five.
To add on to what you just said, though, it almost feels like I'm just going to give you like the athlete kind of take on this. It feels like it's being setting up for him not to meet the expectations. Like, it feels like everything we've talked about over the last couple of years, look where he's trending, and he's going to be an elite quarterback, and he may be the best quarterback there is in the NFL. But once scouting report is out on you more and more and more, like, when do you have that little year that sets you back a little bit?
They were waiting for him to set back on the second year because his first year was the best rookie year ever, and he got even better. I'll say this, though. I agree with Key that, like, now you're in the toughest division in football. You got to make the playoffs at least at a certain point. I think number five is just right for Herbert, but he's got to make the playoffs this year. To me, there is real pressure on that dude. And Key, say whatever you want. If they ever gave you Justin Herbert at any point in your career and said, yo, Key, this is your quarterback, that would be the best day of your life. If you saw that dude walk in the door and said, that's going to be my quarterback this year, you would throw a party.
You think I'm working with you, Max? How you think I would feel working with Justin Herbert? I'd be really excited.
Yeah, he would be the happiest dude in the world if they gave you that guy.
Joe Burrow, number six. Too high, too low, just right.
I think right now in his career is just about right. Again, that 5, 6, 7 category you can't really argue with, where those guys, Josh Allen to me, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, kind of is in that mix. He took his team to the Super Bowl after coming back off an ACL injury. You can't argue with the way that he got them there. But I smell like there's going to be a little bit of a dip in Cincinnati this year, but that's just me.
Yeah, I think six is a little high. I know last year got to the Super Bowl, but I agree with you, Key, on this. I think it's going to be a little bit of a setback for the Bengals when it's all said and done. But I still think the value is top 10 in the league.
I'll say just right. This is the only thing I'll say about that. Personal preference. I get it. If I had my pick of any quarterback in the NFL, of any of the young guys, right? I'm taking Patrick Mahomes.
Well, we're talking about all the quarterbacks now.
Okay. All right. I'm taking Patrick Mahomes one of all non-Tom Brady quarterback. I'm taking Mahomes one. Burrow 2.
I can't believe you're taking Burrow over Rodgers. Man,
listen, I set up all the young guys, though. Rodgers is also 38 years old. The point is, Burrow, in his first full year, was one throw away from winning the Super Bowl. I don't think that was an accident.
Number 10, Russell Wilson. Too high, too low, just right. Is Russell Wilson a top 10 quarterback, Key?
I would say it's just right.
Let's ride.
I think he's right there because now I'm at 10. 10, 11, and 12 is kind of the same thing to me. And Russell Wilson has always been a top 10 quarterback to me. Never been a top 5 guy. And I do believe that I have the ability to seek out quarterbacks, having played with enough to know what a top 5 quarterback looked like, although I've never played with one. He could prove some stuff to a lot of people if he could show the Denver Broncos and show that it's all about him and not about the defense or the running game like it was in Seattle.
Broncos country, let's ride. Oh, let's go. Hey, I just like that we're finally putting some respect on Russell Wilson's name on this show. I like it. Last year he was injured. You can play the horn all you want, James. It doesn't matter. It will not deter me from my point. Russell Wilson, when it's all said and done, is a top 10 quarterback in this league.
I think it's just right. I think right around 10.
Right around 10. Yes.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. He's never been a 15. Who said he was ever 15 or 20?
Evan Wilner does not. Nah, I don't know if he believes in it.
No, he's probably around 12.
I would say.
That's why I said 10, 11, 12 is all the same thing.
Well, I would even say 8, 9, 10. 10. More than 10, 11, 12.
Yeah.
Broncos country, let's ride.
The
Broncos country, let's ride.
They had him do it over and over.
They did, and then they released all the takes. It was very odd. Didn't
social
really
media
help
managers.
Him.
I had him 8, 9, 10, and then that came out, and then everyone dropped him.
Yeah,
10,
now,
11,
it's, now it's 18, 19, 20.
Broncos country, let's ride.
Sierra keeps him in the top 10.
We got any more, or are we all done?
No, we're going to keep going. Number 15, Jalen Hurts. Too high, too low, just right.
Ooh. I think Jalen Hurts is probably a bit too high right now because I don't know that I would take Jalen Hurts over Kirk Cousins, for instance. I don't know that because the body of work, there's not enough. I need to see a little bit more. I'm not taking Jalen Hurts over Matt Ryan, even with Matt Ryan's age. So he's a little high to me.
Yeah, high for me. And obviously, I know that they can do a lot of things this year. We'll find out a ton. But I need to see the deep threat be consistent.
It just feels like this is a projection. Like, they're trying to get the trajectory of these guys. That's why Allen's one. That's why Hurts is 15. But I would say at this moment, a little high for that reason.
How about Tua Tagovailoa, number 19? Key, too high, too low, just right.
Too high. If Hurts is 15 and Tua is at 19, that's too high for me.
I would probably say just about right. Just about right for Tua.
I would say just right, and I would think that if I had to guess, I'd say I would actually give Tua an arrow going up. I thought he's made progress so far, and he's in a very good situation. So I would say yes, but with an arrow pointing up.
All right, how about Trey Lance, number 21? He's played two NFL games. Key, too high, too
low,
just right.
How you going to have him as the 21st best quarterback in the NFL, dude, that threw the ball five times in two games? Like, stop.
Yeah, I can't evaluate Trey Lance yet until I see it.
This reminds me of people who come up to me, Max, do you think Bruce Lee would beat and they'd name some boxer? And I'd be like, I've never seen Bruce Lee in a real fight. How do you want me? I have no idea. I've never seen Trey Lance really play football in the pros. I have no idea if this is right or not.
Last one. Number 25, Jameis Winston. Too high, too low, just right.
Too low with a lot of disrespect. For whatever reason, I think people who rate Jameis Winston so low is because of what happened in his past, that whether it was the lifting of crab legs or some of the things that went on in Tampa, his play in Tampa, and, you know, his injury now. But I think he's healthy 100%. He should be higher for sure. I mean, I can't have Jalen Hurts at 15 and Jameis Winston 10 slots lower. That doesn't even sound right.
Yeah, it doesn't sound right at all. But I want to see Jameis Winston do it with the weapons he has, because there's a lot on the line for him there.
The only thing I could see here is, are they counting injury against him? Because Jameis Winston had a lot of upside, but he was too raw, took too many chances. The whole point in going to Sean Payton and Drew Brees is let him take a year to see if he can cut back on those interceptions. Seemed to me when he played, he did. Like, I liked what I saw when he played. I don't know how he's 25. That's clearly too low unless you're factoring in injury. So there it is. Is there anything else, or are we done?
That is it, Max.
That's everything. So, meantime, a new MVP favorite. Someone says that guy's also the face of the league now.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
So, Jay, you got two.
I got two.
And one on the way. I got three. Key, how many do you have altogether?
Too many.
Too many. There's no such thing as too many.
Mind your own business.
No, I got four, man.
You got four.
I have five. My daughter passed away, so I got four.
Oh, you got five. I hear you. Yeah. I was one of four, and my brother, you know, same thing. But I always think still one of four. You know what I mean? But yeah. But Jay, you got two, and you got another one on the way. You're going to have to go into a zone defense. You know what I'm saying?
It just feels like right now it never stops. It's just ongoing.
What is your fault?
What? I didn't say it was a bad thing.
I didn't say it was a negative thing.
I didn't say bad thing either. You said
fault would imply that it's some like it's a negative thing. What would fault imply?
Well, it was something else, but you didn't catch on fast enough. And if I start talking like that on Disney, it might not go so well for us.
Yes.
When somebody says your fault, it means that if you would have stopped, you wouldn't have a third.
Oh, no, this was the plan.
The stork brought it, kids. Now, listen. Yes.
But having them is hard, man.
Yeah. By the way, my mother once told me this when I was a kid. The days are long, but the years fly by. But, Jay, you're still in the days are long phase of this whole thing.
I just have two kids who are under three with another one on the way.
Yeah. The nighttime routines and the
– I mean, it's so the sound machines.
The sound machines. You're going to have three different sound machines, Jay?
So here's the problem. When we go away on vacation, like, I got competing sound machines all in the same room. How does that work? How do you do it?
Well, see, my two olders are 10 and 12, so we get the joining rooms. They go over to the joint room, and then in my room, I tend to get the crib and put my daughter in the crib in our bathroom with the sound machine.
Ah.
Because we don't, you know, I can't put her in with the older kids because they're going to make all the noise with the TV, the video games, the cell phones when she goes down at like 6:37, and then I, you know, that's what it's going to be. And there's nothing you can do about that.
But see, I can't sleep with the music on, Keith. That's my.
No, I don't sleep either.
Why don't you get one of your various servants to take care of that, Jay?
Nobody has that lifestyle but you,
Max. This is what you hear, Max.
Yeah.
Or the raindrops. I'm like, is it raining outside?
And Jennifer has it so damn loud. And I go over there and try to turn it down, go in the room and try to turn it down. And she gets mad, talking about the baby's going to hear. I'm like, the baby going to hear? She hear the damn sound machine.
All those noises are better than when you hear the kids start to wake up. And you're like, just the starting to wake up sounds. That's the real nightmare. We're back in 10 seconds.
It's called a frohawk.
Evan was asking me, why does my hair come to a point like this in the front?
Well, yeah, but from the front, Key, it's like a lineup that's not lined up.
How are Max and Evan ever going to talk about a lineup?
I never had a lineup? I just had a Caesar fade with a part on the side, in the middle, where just name it, I had it.
Now we're going down an avenue that probably is not appropriate to try to tell me about a haircut. Not a supercut, but a
barbershop. Dominican barbershop, straight razor, you know, the alcohol at the end that has you jump off your seat, like, ow! Yeah, please.
They don't even use, like, the little napkin. They just put it on the hands and go.
How long would the barbershop you go to, how long would it take them to line you up?
Line me up?
Yeah.
It's not even that. It's like 3 minutes to
in
line
New York,
me up.
You go to the official.
10 minutes.
You go to the right spot, Dominicans Uptown. You'd be sitting in the chair for close to an hour for a lineup. They're basically doing it with a straight razor, one hair at a time.
It'll take no hour for no lineup.
It's over a half an hour, trust me.
Well, you just dropped it down 30 minutes.
Well, listen.
No, it's 10 minutes.
I don't know. In Jersey, they probably did it with the electric clippers.
No, don't knock Jersey now. Don't do that.
It's 3 minutes to line your damn hair.
No, what type of barber you go to? No. Not no 3 minutes.
And the high ticket you 10 minutes. Give me the straight razor.
I wish it was 10 minutes.
I get a haircut every week.
I'm telling you, man.
How long does that take?
Stop. Uh-oh. He's not responding to you, Jay.
Some of us have hair to dye.
Oh, I don't have hair.
And then there's those of us that lose our hair at a very young age.
When did you start losing it, Jay?
There's those of us that happen to lose our hair in college.
What I want to know, Jay, is at what point were you like, yep, I'm just shaving it?
Oh, this happened like 26, 27.
26, 27.
I had to let it go. I ain't
playing
that
game. Jay Hairline started going back in college. It looked like he walked underneath the garage and got it chopped off.
Eddie Munster look, and then at that point, it's just shave it all off.
Why Stephen A. Smith go at Derek White like that? He said, I thought I felt bad about my hairline. I was like, are we doing that? That's what we doing
now? If you let your hair grow, you're Stephen A. Jr. So
yeah, I grow out like that. I don't let it grow out, though. I ain't going to do that to myself.
Yeah, I was about to say, at least you cut yours off so you don't look
But see, way like
see,
King, crazy.
Like your hairline is straight. Like you got the hairline, like it ain't moving. Like you got a good head of hair. I don't have that.
Except for some reason today, it looked like it. What people were talking.
What are y'all
lineup.
Talking about? It's straight. It's fine.
No, no. There's a little bump in the middle.
It's a frohawk.
It's a frohawk. That's what it's
my son gets
to
frohawk.
I get it. I'm saying, but from the dead on straight look, that's why.
It's straight. Have you ever seen you ever seen a bird's head? A bird, like sure. look at a parrot or something.
Yeah,
their hair, it's a fro. This is supposed to be like this.
Yeah.
Why are you doing it?
Yeah,
because I'm trying to show.
I'm saying, but from the front. But key, all I'm saying is from the front, it looks like just maybe a fade on the side and a lineup that's not lined. Yeah, now you can see.
Why are you trying to play him? Why?
I'm not. I'm saying.
No, I understand. I understand what Max is saying.
Yeah. That's there was a little confusion on social media about it or something.
That's
like
okay.
That.
I think Aaron Judge had a frohawk a couple times.
He did. That's right. And speaking of Aaron Judge, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Alan Hahn on Bart and Hahn said the following about Aaron Judge.
Why shouldn't he be paid more or equal to what the highest paid player is paid? Is Mike Trout a marketable guy? What is the biggest complaint about Trout? He's just not marketable. He's never been comfortable doing that stuff. He's doing more, but he's never been comfortable doing that. Aaron Judge is willing to do it all. In fact, he already does it. He is a bigger-than-life character that the sport can sell. And that's what I'd be telling the Yankees and the sport. How are you going to make this guy an average number salary guy when he's arguably the most marketable player in your sport? He's important for the sport. He's in the biggest market. Yeah. He plays for the biggest brand. He's more than willing to do it. He's unbelievable with kids. He sells your sport arguably better than anyone else in the sport. So why shouldn't he ask for $400 million?
And he didn't even ask for $400 million. It was like in the mid-twos, and they wouldn't give it to him. And he's a 5-tool player and the best home run hitter in the business.
Yeah, being a 5-tool player and being the best home run hitter in the business, he'll probably hit close to 60 jacks this year alone. But here's what I would say. Alan is saying everything right. I live in L.A. I have no idea. Mike Trout could be right next to me in the gas station. I'd be like, oh, that's a very nice, athletic-looking dude. I wouldn't even know. I'm like, oh, he just looks like a middle pro wrestler or something, where Judge 6'8", 280, whatever it is. I'm looking at that and I'm going, damn, he's just a freak of nature. Oh my God, more recognizable to me than Mike Trout. More recognizable to me than Mike Trout. Is it? And I think non-baseball people would say the same thing, Jay.
Yeah, no, I would agree with you. I mean, I saw him down in Miami. I was like, damn, like that's Aaron Judge. Like, that dude looks like a straight-up hooper. I guess my question would be to you, Max, as a diehard Yankees fan, if you're Aaron Judge and you guys want to penny-pinch me over a couple $1 million and it's that kind of a fight, like, at the end of the day, if I get 60 jacks, why the hell am I staying
here? See, that's
here?
What makes Witten
sense.
Yeah,
but you can't be emotional.
I get the bag somewhere that I want
right,
to be that I
the
like
Mets
the lifestyle
or someone,
better.
Mets or Dodgers or something. My point is this.
Don't be emotional.
What incenses me as a Yankees fan, the issue is, will you go to age 37 with the guy? They were willing to do that. Will you go to 30-plus million? They were willing to do that. They started haggling. He wants 32.5. We just want to give him 30.5. That's what drives me nuts.
But he's proven himself now, so they're going to give it to him.
You know what?
They'll give it to him, and he'll be a Yankee.
He hit 52 home runs as a rookie, as a 5-tool player. I've been saying it all this year. He could hit 60 this year. He's on pace for more than 60.
For him to leave the Yankees, it's going to take $40 million a year, 37, 38, $40 million from somebody for him to leave, because the Yankees – see the importance of him, especially if they make a strong playoff run.
Key, if you're owner of a team, would you pay him that?
Absolutely, 100%. If I was a Yankees owner,
he's also a clutch hitter. Like, I've seen guys, like in the playoffs, you're happy that they're at the plate. Judge is one of those guys.
Yeah, but I'm going to play games with him, Max, in the beginning stages of a negotiation. I'm going to try to get him for pennies on the dollar if I can. I'm an owner. What do you expect, Max?
How's that working out for him?
You're losing money.
I kept my $300 million in the bank. The extra $60 million I got to give him, I made in some investments, some interest. You know, you own two.
Well, they're gonna have to give it to him now. At 60, put 60 on top because he might hit 60 home runs. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we are back tomorrow, 6 a.m. Eastern.
Oof. Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. We'll be right back.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.